The Golden Globes will be given out this coming Sunday, and as always, a party atmosphere will prevail. Throughout 6 decades, the Golden Globes have always been the fun awards, with nominees seated around tables almost casually, if you don't count all those diamonds and designer gowns. To talk about what to expect this year, NPR Entertainment correspondent Kim Masters joins me now. Morning.
Good morning.
One of the reasons the Globes are a bit looser, I think, is they began, and were for many years, a kind of poor man's Oscars. I mean, they've been run by what might have been called a sort of a motley group of foreign press.
Yes, if that. I mean, this is a very small group, 90-some people, some of whom may write for some foreign publication or not. So there's sort of an annual story that's written about, well, who is this group and how can they pretend to be making these decisions? And yet that doesn't seem to affect Hollywood's willingness to show up and sort of join the party and accept these lovely awards.
Because, of course, they have now a network television show.
Absolutely. That ever since they got that network deal, they have burgeoned into something that is actually like not a poor man's Oscars, but a very wealthy person's Oscars.
Well, the Golden Globes are a bit like Oscars now because they have all this pre-game buildup, if you will, a lot of fuss about the clothes, a red carpet.
Yes, the Globes are a bit more of a popularity contest. They like to be sure to nominate those big-name stars who might not have a hope of an Oscar so that they can be sure that they'll have the glamour quotient when the cameras are rolling on that network deal that we've been talking about. And it's more democratic. You have the TV people mingling with the movie people, and you have all kinds of categories like best drama and best comedy or musical. So you get more nominations and some that you certainly won't see at the Oscars. The Academy has always been very stingy with comedy. And movies like The Phantom of the Opera will be represented when their Oscar chances are probably slim to none.
So let's turn to the Oscars. Ballots are due in from the different branches of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and that's like thousands of ballots versus these 90 or so. What, the ballots are due tomorrow?
Yes. And the race was really kind of fuzzy, especially in Best Picture, but it's starting to get a bit clearer. The two absolute locks, I think, for Best Picture nominations are The Aviator and Million Dollar Baby. And there's this sort of feeling that the Academy might want to finally recognize Martin Scorsese. But, you know, Clint Eastwood, who is in his 70s, is really becoming an icon in his own right at this point. Not just a movie star icon, but a sort of a film god.
Is it going to be easy to make picks in the office pool for those who have an office pool?
Well, gambling is wrong, but this year I do think it's especially risky. There is no clear front runner, no Titanic or Lord of the Rings that seems to just have a lock on that Best Picture award. And with all of these kind of oddly competitive categories, there could be some very weird splits and surprises. There's this face-off for Best Actress. I think people think it will be between Hilary Swank and Million Dollar Baby and Annette Bening for a movie that many people haven't seen probably called Being Julia. And those two actresses squared off 5 years ago with American Beauty and Boys Don't Cry, and Hilary Swank was kind of a surprise winner. People think this year she will not be the surprise winner, she'll just be the winner. The most competitive category this year is Best Actor. Javier Bardem is dark horse, but a lot of folks think Jamie Foxx is the front runner for Ray, and there's maybe a chance that Leo DiCaprio could pull out in front. And the great thing about the Golden Globes is they can both win because the Golden Globes consider Ray to be a musical.
Kim, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
NPR's Kim Masters.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.